That's weird.
So I tried to call you, but it goes through your voicemail.
Well, why is it doing that? Like, it's not even letting me call out.
Yeah, it's saying it's going to voicemail. So I was like, well, so since you didn't call me, I'm like, oh, I'll try calling
No,
you.
yeah, I
And
was trying to call you, but it wouldn't let me. Like, it doesn't even give me, a while ago, like, it signed out by itself, and it said IT could have been the reason why it signed out and to put your password in. And like I had tried to call Candy a while ago and it's not letting me call anybody.
Oh, I would definitely send an email to help desk and have them figure that out. I know that there's a new Teams update. I think maybe
Yeah,
you had to be update.
that's the one I have. There's a new Teams.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure, but I can walk you through it step by step, and you can do it if you'd like. It's 'cause it's pretty simple to do. And if you open up an account sale only for that customer, and then I'll go step by step, and I'll do it on my screen while you do it, and you can just let me know that you see it and you can
Okay,
proceed.
so is it going to be on their account sale?
And so, yep, you go to account sale.
Hold on, let's see. Okay.
And then in the account sale, where the gear is high speed internet. I don't know what all you know, so I'm just gonna go through like every step, okay? I don't want you
Okay,
to be
so once
offended
I,
by it.
no, that's fine. So once I open the screen, the account sale screen, it comes up to the DSO.
Okay, so I'm just gonna quit and just start literally from scratch. Okay, yep, so account sale. And then it opens up to the DSO. Yep. And then on the DSO, underneath the guy's name, there's billing, credit information, CPNI, and then that's where you see the high speed internet. You click on that, right click, and then hit load.
Okay.
Okay. And then you would go into the quote screen. You know how to go to the quote.
Yeah.
Okay. Then in the quote, you would go in and click on the USOC to the side. And then in the USOCs, you click prepaid. And then you go down to where it says 30 off 1G and 2G 12-month discount.
So are
Because
we
that must have
gonna
dropped.
Give him credit because he was supposed to be receiving that?
Well, what you can tell him is that he will receive for 12 months. The system will recognize it for 12 months. So he already had it for 2, and so now the system will send it for 10 additional months. So
Okay.
he's not going to miss out on that $30 off. He just happened to not receive it for those months, but those months are not going to be counted in the 12 months that he's receiving it. So if we give him credit, he'll still get these $30 off for the next 10 months. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So we can't give
Yeah,
him
'cause
credit and give him that.
okay. I'll let him know.
Okay. If he's not okay with getting the so are you going to put this on or do you want me to?
I went ahead and did it as we were
Okay.
talking.
Okay, good. And so then of course just noted on account sale only that the USOC dropped off and you put it in. And if he's not okay with getting the additional 10 months, $30 off, then we can go ahead and, reach out to Angie and see if she wants to give him a credit and just basically bite the bullet. But I don't think so because he will be getting, $300 in the next 10 months, $30 a month.
Okay.
So you can let him know that.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.